got some guests here in the studio today. Jacqueline Wind, local author, photographer, radio broadcaster, and all around creative, artistic type person, who's here in promotion of a book release she's doing, a very relevant book to our local region. We're also joined here by Joe Martin, local First Nations carver, and I guess a number of other things. I'm not going to pigeonhole you too much, Joe, but we're going to talk a little bit about the book, and I'm going to let you folks talk mostly about it, because obviously I wasn't there, and I don't have as much insight as you have to offer. So I guess, can you just set up what's going on, how this project came to pass?
This project came to pass by, I've had several visits in Germany, and visited at a museum in Germany called Münster, mm-hmm. Westfalis Museum, and there I met Dr. Alfred Hendricks, and then from there...
Yeah, they commissioned Joe to make a canoe and a pole to start out, and they wanted some photography done of that carving, so that's when Joe recommended me to do that, and it kind of just kept growing from there. It didn't start out as a book, as actually just the catalog for the museum, but in typical German fashion, their catalog is extremely high quality.
Very extensive, for mm-hmm. sure.
And it is written in German and in English. And so...
So, and it was intended originally, I guess, for a fairly localized German market for a specific museum display, as you've said. And it seems a lot of the subject matter was something that you felt should have been brought back to Canada and should be published in Canada, and this is what we're working on here?
Yeah, there's a part that I offered to them. Once I had a better idea of what they were doing with this display, which is to showcase West Coast Native culture, especially New Channel culture, mm-hmm. but culture up and down the West Coast here, and the effects that European contact had on the civilization, then that's when I offered to them, saying, well, if you're going to talk about the past, how about talking about present as well, mm-hmm. like residential school and the effects that residential school has had on the culture and on the communities today. And unlike a lot of Canadian publishers and news organizations that go, oh, we don't want to talk about that stuff. It's, you know, it's not that nice subject matter. Mm-hmm. In Germany, they just right away said, yeah, we'll do that. So that's a significant part that I contributed to this whole thing, is a series of 16 interviews of mostly people from around here, from Heshkut, Ahauzit, Tlaukwit, interviews about what actually happened in mm-hmm. residential school. And to me, that's the reason for bringing this book to Canada, that those words need to be released to mm-hmm. Canadians as well as overseas.
I can see putting something that like that together being difficult, I think, logistically for one, but probably emotionally as well. I've been reading some of the stories, the interviews from the back of the book, and I've found it pretty touching and something difficult to talk about individually, let alone to express, I think, to a bigger audience. Did you find a little resistance or generally an open invitation for this?
Neither resistance or open invitation. It's sort of in between, that there are some people, it was difficult for anyone mm-hmm. to talk about. Some of the people I spoke to, it's the first time in their entire lives that they've talked about this mm-hmm. subject. And, you know, a lot of people that I approached about it just said, no, I'm not into talking about that. So I was very gentle in my approach to people, because it's not a thing to push anyone into talking about if they don't want to. But yeah, it was a difficult subject matter, and that's partly what I feel about, out of respect for the 16 people who did talk about this, that their words, once they went through everything they went through for the series of interviews I did with them, to make sure that their words, that was what the reason for getting it, mm-hmm. doing it, was to get that out there. And that's why I'm bringing this book to Canada, so that those words get out there.
All right. This evening you are doing, you've been on a launch tour across Vancouver Island, and you have the launch at the Tin Whiz this evening, 8 o'clock.
Yep, and Joe's going to be there too.
I shall be there. And I'll help talk about the contents of the book, and you know, changes and traditions of our people and what people have gone through and mm-hmm. since contact, basically.
So there will be somewhat of a presentation as well, in addition to, or as part of the part, like the whole event. How's it gonna break down?
There'll be a bit of talking, there'll be a bit of a slideshow, there'll be a bit of film, there's going to be a bit of everything. Okay. And what I understand is that there's a big German tour group staying at the Tin Whiz tonight, too, which is kind of interesting timing. So hopefully a bunch of them are going to be out for it as well.
May have seen the museum display. Just if people have more questions or ideas, want to check out the museum display or some more information about the book, they can check your website, jacquelinewind.com. JACQUELINE, wind with an H at the end, .com. There it says some stuff, some really great pictures from the museum display. What else? Have you anything else you'd like to add here, Joe?
Just tide's going out.
Tide's going out. You already missed your whale watch boat. You had a good morning out there. Out there doing some canoeing, I understand, this morning.
Oh yeah, we had some children from the elementary school who we just took out on just a little paddle around the harbor and talked to them about canoe building and traditions of the people here and why. How long these canoes took to evolve on the coast here and so on, things like this.
So a lot of it, I guess, I can without putting too many words in your mouth, with the residential schools and that kind of separation from your culture, it's a continuing struggle now to reconnect to you know your original languages and cultural roots. And is that a focus for you now as a result?
It is. Well, one of these things that I like to focus on is carving of canoes and putting people on the land, back in the land. Mm-hmm. And because most of the people in our communities have been brainwashed into thinking that we only have rights on a reservation, mm-hmm. but it's not the truth. We have a lot more than that. And so, you know, that's one of those things that I want to leave with, you know, some of the people I want to learn about canoe building.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, anything else you folks would like to add here? We accomplished what we'd like. All right. Well, thanks, Jackie and Joe, for dropping in. The event takes place tonight in Tofino at the Tin Whiz, 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, or if you're listening to this and you clue it, tonight at Wild Heather Books.
Yeah, Wild Heather Books, 7:30 Wednesday night.
Wednesday night. All right. Excellent. Thanks a lot for dropping in and joining us, folks. And
Thank you.
Look forward to checking out more of the book.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jacqueline Wind and Joe Martin here in studio on Long Beach Radio. Thanks for coming in.